Hello everyone, welcome to Reculturism Podcast. Yes, it is a spin-off from Culturism Podcast. I thought you were going to ask. So, if you want to check more stuff from Culturism, Reculturism, if you search on iTunes Store for Culturism Podcast, which I did with Harry Medium, and Harry's also on Twitter as well, Harry Medium, and if you want to search for the first few episodes of Reculturism, they're also on iTunes, because this is a new feed. At IanTodd82 on Twitter, if you want to talk. So, in this episode of Reculturism, I'm going to be talking about Inside Number 9. There's a new run starting at the moment, and I thought I'd talk about the Christmas special, which was brilliant. Very clever, very innovative, as usual. Having an occasional director's comedy in as well. Usual sort of slightly hammy sort of 70s show, and then with a director's comedy cutting in. And I love the bits like when he said that he talked faster because he had to go to another job and stuff like that. That was brilliant. It was what I expected from Inside Number 9. It was brilliant. And the perfectly sent up that sort of how they filmed it. It was like it did feel like it was an authentic piece. And I actually talked to someone who didn't know what it was and actually flicked on. They actually thought it was an old piece. It's a bit like Garth Marenghi's Dark Place sort of thing, of kind of creating that exact replica of what the actual content would have been from that time. If you haven't checked it out, definitely check it out. It's very good. If you like the sort of Inside Number 9. Psychoville, League of Gentlemen sort of humour. It's worth a check out, definitely. I finally got my hands on the Knight Rider first series. I think it was once in a shop and once on Amazon. And once I got it and the disc didn't work, once I got it and the disc was cracked, because I just wanted to see the pilot because I hadn't seen it for years, where it wasn't David Hasselhoff in it. And finally seen the pilot, and I remember. And it was as I remembered it, just this other tall guy was in it for a bit. I wouldn't like to be him, because, you know, he just basically was there. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, Hasselhoff's in Knight Rider, and who are you? You know, that must have been rubbish. But you know, the original series I've been watching, it's a little bit corny at times. Don't get us wrong. But it's just the car's brilliant and some of the stunts and all that. You know, if you're not taking it too seriously, it is good fun. That sort of like early 80s sort of Airwolf, all that sort of A Team and Miami Vice and stuff like that. But anyway, next up, Jonathan Creek. I don't know if that was going to be the final Jonathan Creek, but it would be sad if it was, because it was an anniversary special and stuff, and I've watched it since the start, and I thought the story was really good. I thought it was a nice sort of scary sort of story, good bit of horror there, but I still don't really like the, without having a, you know, the pseudo Doctor Who style companion next to him, because his wife, played by Sarah Alexander, isn't really interested in what he's doing, and he's living a very sort of standard life now, and they're selling up the windmill and I don't know. And they brought this, like, shoehorned this thing about his brother into it, and selling off old stuff that and getting rid of these old kind of possessions. And yeah, so I suppose it could be an ending, but it was a genuinely good story, and I think I just think that it was a shame when Sharon Smith was busy, because I think she would have been very good to come back instead of, because I think the three-part series that they did a couple of years ago just didn't really work. It was kind of like everything was based around this little village and stuff, and he was working in the city and all sort of stuff. Nah. David Renwick, I'm a massive fan of. I love his One Foot in the Grave work and Jonathan Creek, but and Love Soup as well. But yeah, it was a good story, but I just wish the kind of domesticated thing was dropped. if they ever do any more. But it'd be, you know, a suitable ending. Warwick Davis was in it as well, so it would be a suitable ending for the last one. And Sherlock, series 4, much anticipated Sherlock. I don't know what to make of it as a whole. Obviously, you know, there's spoilers and all that palaver, but I don't know. It was one of them ones where the first episode I was talking to someone recently. They were saying the wish to just went back to actually solving crimes, and I understand that when you watch the early ones, you know, like the Chinese circus and stuff, and studying paint and stuff, you do kind of wish to just go back doing that. Right, you know, is Watson's wife dying and all that was sad and all that, and it was unexpected, but it's become more about the characters and this arc sort of thing rather than actually just solving crimes. The second episode was actually pretty good as well. I enjoyed that. And then it left on such a cliffhanger, you were thinking, who's this? What's this? And what's it like? How's it linked to Moriarty? And the final episode, I don't know, a lot of people loved it and a lot of people hated it. It was a very divisive episode, and the whole thing with his sister was apparently already worked out ages ago and stuff like that. And I don't know, it just felt like it dragged on a little bit. It felt a little bit like Sea Devils, the place where they're at and stuff. A little prison off the shore and stuff in Doctor Who. But I thought it was a bit convoluted. Maybe I'll enjoy it more when I see it again. And again, that's left on a bit of a cliffhanger. Whether they'll do any more, who knows? I hope they do. But maybe just go back and actually solving crimes would be good. And a show which I've been gonna watch and then started watching and then never quite got into it was Twin Peaks. And with the series coming back, I've got the first series on DVD, so right, I'm gonna start watching it. And maybe it's just one of them times in life where you're ready to watch something and you're up for it. And I blasted through the first series. I'm now gonna watch the second series, and it was absolutely brilliant. And I wondered why I hadn't properly got into it before. It was right up my street. And I'll give updates once, because I've never seen the second series or the films either. So in readiness for the series start on May the 3rd. Absolutely brilliant. And obviously anyone who's listening has probably seen Twin Peaks anyway, but yeah, just I mean, I like David Lynch anyway, but it's just, you didn't know where it was going to go next, and it was like, whoa. But it was very addictive watching as well, and it deserves its iconic status, I think. And I look forward to series 2. If you want to communicate, it's at Ian.82. Thanks very much for your time. Bye. Different to those who don't.